WMAL News at 11. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns at the Mount Zion First African Baptist Church in Charlottesville this morning.
Political rhetoric in this country today has breeded bigotry and hatred.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is again condemning what happened in Charlottesville yesterday.
To the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis who came to our beautiful state yesterday, there is no place for you here in Charlottesville. There is no place for you in Virginia. And there is no place for you in the United States of America. We deplore your hatred, your bigotry, and shame on you.
The driver of the Dodge Challenger that sped into a crowd of counter-demonstrators yesterday is under arrest. The crash killed one and injured dozens of others. Alex Fields of Ohio is charged with second-degree murder. His mother told the Toledo Blade newspaper she wanted him to be careful and keep it peaceful when he told her he was going to an alt-right rally. Virginia State Police are also mourning losses of their own. A helicopter monitoring the events went down in a field outside the city. Troopers Jay Cullen and Burke Bates were killed. Fingers are being pointed in all different directions today as to who's to blame for bringing white nationalists and neo-Nazis to the city. But Charlottesville Mayor Mike Signer is looking at the White House.
Look at the campaign he ran. I mean, look at the intentional courting, both on the one hand of all these white supremacist, white nationalist group like that, anti-Semitic groups. And then look on the other hand, the repeated failure to step up, condemn, denounce, silence, you know, put to bed all those different efforts.
Signer on CNN's State of the Union. Ivanka Trump this morning's tweeting, quote, "There should be no place in society for racism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazis. We must all come together as Americans and be one country, united." Anthony Scaramucci, in his first interview after being fired from the White House, says President Trump should have denounced the hate groups by name instead of blaming many sides.
I think people are probably reluctant to tell him the truth. Maybe Ivanka would do that. You saw her tweet this morning. Maybe Jared would do that. But you also got this sort of Bannon-Bart influence in there, which I think is a snag on the president.
Scaramucci on ABC's This Week. The Trump administration's reassuring the country today that a locked and loaded military does not mean war is imminent with North Korea. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the military is locked and loaded every day.
The purpose of capable, ready forces is to preserve peace and prevent war. George Washington said it. The most effective way of preserving peace is to be prepared for war.
He's on ABC's This Week. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to Central America, just as the region comes out against the idea of a U.S. military intervention in Venezuela, as opposition against President Nicolas Maduro grows.
Following President Trump's assertion that military intervention in Venezuela was an option, Maduro's critics are caught between backing the idea of a foreign invasion of Venezuela or supporting a president they call a dictator. The sudden escalation of Washington's response to Venezuela's crisis comes just as Vice President Mike Pence travels to the region today. The Vice President is set to visit Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Police are investigating after two women were stabbed in a park in the courthouse section of Arlington Saturday afternoon. Police say witnesses were able to detain the suspect, a third woman, while also helping the two victims. They're in critical but stable condition, according to police. They're still trying to figure out a motive here. We'll check traffic and weather next.
Take one part Jamie Witten traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone call.
Love your show.
And hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
11:05 now, Steve Greenfield gets us the latest from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Steve. We start off in Fairfax, where Telegraph Road is closed down at Wilton Road till about 5 p.m. They have downed wires. Head over to Franconia Road instead. An accident in Centerville blocks off Lee Highway at Trinity Parkway. Delay southbound Virginia 95 between Lorton Road and Route 123. And a little bit of volume southbound at the BW Parkway from Riverdale Road to Annapolis Road. Eastbound, Inter-County Connector at Georgia Avenue. Still have some lanes blocked from the earlier fire, and Metro's Red Line continues to single track, and they're operating every 20 minutes. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty nice today. Partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s, down to the mid-60s tonight. Tomorrow, looking partly cloudy again in the mid-80s. We're at 75 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. It's Coach Pete. This week on the show, we're going to talk about an article from Forbes magazine, 8 Rumors to Ignore If You Actually Want to Retire. We're also going to talk about how much money do you really need for retirement. That and much more right now here on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
This is going to be an exciting show. Now, I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and in studio with me is best-selling author and America's wealth, financial, and income coach. He is also the winner of 3 Expies as well as 2 Quilly Awards. That is Coach Pete Deruta. We also have our UNC student intern, Abigail Turner, in studio with us as well. Welcome in.
Thank you.
Hey, we're always happy to have Abby in.
That's right.
Abby just got back from a trip to Canada.
She did. Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about that trip, Abby?
So we went to the Canada side of Niagara Falls, and we got to helicopter over the falls, and it was just amazing.
It looks a lot more threatening or intimidating in person, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
When you see pictures of it, which, by the way, Abby took some really good pictures of the falls, but when you see the pictures, it's not the same as being there.
Mm. Really, well, and I'm sure that's the same with retirement situations as well, where you can look at this thing and it feels so far away that you don't really notice the impact it's going to have until you're right upon it.
Comes a lot faster than you think it's going to come.
Mm, yeah.
And I always say Halloween comes real fast after July 4th.
It does.
Seems to speed up every single year.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, there was baseball, and I was watching baseball, and when the players come up to bat, a lot of them have a coming up to bat song they play, quick little 3 or 4 second kind of quip to get them fired up.
Pumped up, yeah.
And I said, gosh, that sounds like me at home.
Yeah.
I've got a pull-up song.
Oh, do you? What's
that?
A
pull-up song is when I get ready to get down my cul-de-sac road, I put a certain song on. It's Bare Naked Ladies.
Ah, yes.
You've got that right there.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
So it's almost like a ringtone on the phone. You know, you got some certain ringtones for the phone so you know whether the answer or not.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, it's just my wife. I'll answer later, right? That kind of thing. But so the neighbors say, oh, Pete's home.
I love it.
So it's a pull-up song. So you do it every single time.
I had a friend who used to have his wife in his phone with the dog barking. I would not recommend that one.
my ringtone to my wife is that warning. I think it's
The warning signal.
Yeah, like this.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No,
that's funny.
So hey, it's a fast moving year. We can agree with that. But yes, life comes real quickly, and retirement comes even more quickly. And I always say, if you're not in a real retirement plan or have a philosophy for retirement by the time you're age 52, you really need to have one.
Okay.
And it's not just having a 401k or money put aside. It's having a purpose for each and every dollar you have put aside. You know, what's this dollar going to be for? And how am I going to take it out? And how am I going to guarantee that I don't outlive that money?
Okay, yeah.
Abby, you're only 19, but I mean, you know, when you go to school, your parents put you on a budget.
They do.
And you have to know you have a certain amount of money to spend We used to. Now you have this one card thing, and they can refill it with a credit card anytime they want, so they can add more money. But back
it's
in the day,
pretty dangerous.
I remember back in the day before bank machines, and I know you guys don't remember that, but there was a time where there were no bank machines.
Wow.
And people didn't have credit cards like they have nowadays. And so I remember on a Friday getting in the car with Mom. It was the Ambassador wood paneled station wagon.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
And driving down to the bank before 5 so we could take money. So Mom could take some money out of her checking account so we'd have money for the weekend.
Oh, for the weekend. Wow,
and if you didn't get enough money out, you didn't have a good weekend.
Yeah, wow.
So we don't want retirement to be like that, right?
No.
We don't want to go down to the bank and have it be closed, or we don't want to run out of money. So the secret to proper retirement planning is making sure you have the right eggs and the right basket.
Well, let me ask you about that, Coach. Do you think a lot of people are still using those same tactics that they may have been using in the 60s and 70s for what really should be modern retirement planning?
Well, there are a lot of people that are afraid to take money out because they don't have a plan, so they're afraid of every dollar they're taking out not being there when they need it the most, and that's when they don't have a true retirement plan.
Yeah,
and I talk to people every single day. They say, yeah, gosh, we've got this big lump sum, and I call it a lump sum time bomb, by the way, but they don't know what it's going to do when they start taking money out because they don't want to run out of money at age 80, let's say.
Precisely.
Or 90 and live to be 110. And so we build all of our plans to age 121.
Wow.
And if you get to 121, it keeps going. But like I've always said, I've never seen anybody go to 121, but I know the plans will go.
Well, exactly. So. And it's funny because a lot of folks out there may think, whoa, 121, I don't know anybody that's lived that long. But the thing is exactly what you're saying, Coach. Who wants to potentially run into the issue of running out at age 85 or 90 or 95?
Yep.
You want to make sure that you have that security in place.
And then I see people that say they get all worried. And they say, gosh, well, the government, I don't trust the dollar. I don't trust the government. I'm listening to this show over here, and they're telling me to buy silver and gold. They sound like this guy.
Gold and silver. Silver and gold.
Who is that?
Good old Klondike Cornelius.
That's Yukon Cornelius.
You're at Yukon.
Yukon
thank you.
Cornelius.
Oh, I can't believe I messed that one up.
And that doesn't get you into wintertime spirit. Nothing will.
That's right.
So, it's very important, though, to not just throw your money all different places. And that's what, when I see people that are investing in silver and gold, and by the way, you're not investing, you're buying it. And when people sell it to you, they make commission.
Good point.
And when you want to sell it, they make commission. And they basically will only buy it for what they want to buy it for. So there's no real, you say, well, my gold's worth $1,500 an ounce. Well, only if someone will give you that.
Yeah, you don't know that.
And is that before or after they take their commission out?
Wow, yeah.
Right? So be very, very careful when we're talking about putting money into quote-unquote precious metals. Because it's only precious a lot of times to the person who's selling it to you.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
And if they believe the dollar was going away, why are they selling you their silver and gold for your dollars? Think about that.
Nah, it is something to think about. It really
That's a good
is.
Point.
Where's my little drum? There we go. Not a show without my drum roll thing.
Exactly.
All right, so we've got this article, and it's 8 rumors to ignore if you actually want to retire. We're going to cover that later on in the show. We're also going to go over some very important strategies about how to have your own bucketing strategy.
Oh.
And we call it bucket bliss, a strategy that simply makes sense.
Very important, yes.
And the questions, we're going to identify these questions, and we're going to answer them on the show.
Okay.
How much money do I need for retirement? At what age can I afford to retire? Big one, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
How long am I going to live? Well, no one knows that, right? So these are all things we have to basically answer to ourselves. So when we're building a real plan,
okay.
But keep in mind, you don't have a true retirement plan unless you have lifetime income built into it.
Without a
it's
doubt.
It's just a financial plan if you don't.
Right.
Here's another one. How much can I afford to spend each year during retirement?
Wow. Okay.
And I guarantee you, every single person out there has thought about this, right?
Well,
what do you want to do?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and it makes me wonder if they're taking all the things into consideration that you would bring up, Coach, such as like keeping that emergency fund funded, all these things that we may forget about.
Well, so many people come in and say, well, their financial planner put together a plan. I said, well, I'm sure that they went over these questions with you. And I get a blank stare.
Oh, no.
like, what do you want to do in retirement?
Really?
That's a novel question to ask somebody.
I think that'd be pretty standard.
I want to sit at home and do nothing. Well, that's what you're going to do because you don't have the money in the right place. All right. What impact will inflation have on my retirement?
Okay.
And if you don't believe inflation's here, let me give you a quick quiz. Think about what you paid for your first house. Now think about what you paid for your last car.
Wow.
That's inflation.
Yep.
Now, unless you're very, very frugal, you paid more for your last car than your first house.
I'm
talking about your very first house. And so we've seen inflation. It's a slow drip. But it adds up.
Exactly. It needs to be paid attention to because, like you said before on the show, Coach, we're no longer 5-10 years in retirement. We got to make this thing last as long as we are.
Very important last question here. How do I make my retirement money last as long as possible? And I like to say as long as possible is all the way through my life.
Okay, yeah.
And so if you don't have that kind of plan put together, folks, and you're one of the next 10 callers who call in today, we'll create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. We're going to give it away to the next 10 callers, absolutely free, complimentary, with no obligation. Again, to the next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 dedicated and saved to retirement. Now, what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. I mean, that's what we have to figure out. We figure out where you are right now. We look at financial planning as basically just looking at the road you're on and making sure it's getting you to the destination you think you're going to. Be really bad to be going down the wrong way. So we'll help you at least see the financial GPS from above, the satellite view. Here's where you are. Here's where you need to be. Here's what you need to do to get there. Very simple instructions. We're also going to run a fee report. Now, this is vital because it helps you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is really costing you. We'll identify hidden fees and expenses you may not see. We call them financial termites, and it's the number one cause of financial evaporation to your retirement portfolio. Hmm. And if you get that all organized, you can see by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. We'll also perform a tax analysis because taxes are enemies too. We have some financial termites in the tax world, and we can reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes by doing legal methods of tax preparation and tax planning. Okay, well, also the most important part, though, we'll run a customized income plan, including the bucket strategy, which will utilize proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, you take the worry out of living in retirement and really doing what you want to do in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process. For the next 10 callers, that's a comprehensive retirement plan review. It's a $999 value. We're going to give away complimentary with no obligation. Call now, folks. Keep in mind our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but as long as you have $200,000, we can put a good plan together for you that will work like clockwork.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
All right, so when we come back, we really are going to talk about this article in Forbes magazine. Abby has it in her hands, and she's going to ask me questions about it. But it's 8 rumors to ignore if you actually want to retire.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So, you may ask, why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. So, Coach advises caution as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation. Coach, you are known, well, I don't know if you're known as that. I know you as the king of the pivot. Now, I know we'll often get in here into a show with something to talk about, and we'll end up talking about something else. Now, right before last break, Abby, you have actually questions in your hand, so I want to see if we can actually get Coach to answer one of these or if we're going to pivot away.
All right, so I'm looking at this 8 rumors to ignore if you actually want to retire. And, you know, some of them seem like things that are easily believable, but I'm looking at this one, number 4. I don't make enough enough money to save for retirement. Now, yeah. Now, Coach, what do you think about that? Because that just sounds ridiculous to me. Yeah.
Again, these are eight rumors. And okay. Rumors are basically unfacts.
Yeah.
It's not true.
There you go.
But we tell ourselves them over and over again. Where they become true, there's something called fake news.
Right?
Wow.
This is all fake news, but Forbes wrote about it in a way to help people identify what they shouldn't believe. And so we hear this over and over again. I do. I know you probably do. And Thomas, you're 30-some years old. You have people in your age group that are probably telling you this all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. I can't afford or I don't make enough money to save for retirement. Mm-hmm. Well, you're making a salary now, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're making a salary now, think about retirement when you're not making a salary.
Right.
And think about the fact that your company doesn't have a pension plan anymore. No one has a pension. Hardly anyone has pension plans anymore. So you have to save on your own.
There you go.
And the sooner you start saving, the more you're going to have later.
Mm-hmm.
So, Abby, like we were talking about before the show today, you know, as a 19-year-old, as soon as you start making money, put some money away.
Right away. That's what my parents always told me.
Yeah, because you have the time value of money on your side. You have years and years and years to build money up. And
exactly.
So the sooner you can start saving, the better. And then once you save, then worry about where to put it. A lot of people say, I have no idea where to put my money, so I'm not going to put it anywhere.
right? Trying to find that excuse.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then you get to retirement, and it just, you know, you look at your money, and there's nothing there. And that's not a good strategy for retirement,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. No.
Thomas, you're talking about, you know, people can give. They can put money away pre-tax, mm-hmm. so it doesn't hurt as much in the 401k plan. So if you want to put 10% of your income away, your gross income, it's really only costing you about 7%.
Wow. Huh.
Right? So let's say you're making, I don't know, let's say you make $50,000 a year.
Sure.
All right, so 10% of that pre-tax is $5,000.
Absolutely.
All right, but if you had taken that $5,000 and taken it home with you instead of putting it pre-tax in your 401k,
okay.
You wouldn't have come home with $5,000. You would have come home with probably $3,750 or maybe $4,000.
Right, sure, yeah.
Because taxes eat up a lot of that money. So you're bypassing taxes by putting the money away.
Makes sense, yeah.
Now, you've got to pay the piper eventually, though, don't you?
Sure.
So keep in mind, if you have 401k balances and you're looking at that for as your retirement, your sole retirement, which many people are, you have to just, in your head, or sit down with a real planner and figure out how much of that money you're going to lose before you get to see it when you take it out.
Wow.
You have to pay tax on it.
So,
right?
So do folks lose sight of that because you're saving for a rather long time? So I'm assuming, you know, you remember everything the 401k is about when you first start it, but then 20 years later, you probably have to refresh yourself. Remember, I do still owe taxes. It's not all mine.
Yeah, you do. And I was talking to a major media organization about this in an article they're writing here coming up. And it's about, I was telling about a lump sum time bomb.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that before.
Oh, okay.
Which, obviously, not many people have, because guess who came up with that term?
There you go, Coach himself.
But it makes sense, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah, it does.
So lump sum time bomb, I mean, you're looking at that lump sum in your 401k, your TSP, your 403b, what all these different places you put your money pre-tax.
Yep.
And it's got two problems attached to it. Number one, as we just talked about, Abby, you got to pay tax when you
That's
take the
right.
money out. All right, but the benefit attached to that problem is that you don't have to pay tax when you put it away.
Mm.
So for every good, there's a bad in the money world. The secret is to look at the goods and see if the bads are worse than the goods or if the bads are less than the goods.
Okay.
Pros and cons.
Okay.
Yeah, pros and cons. Ben Franklin used to write down on a piece of paper back in the day when he was making a decision. He put a line right in the center of the paper. He'd get his feather pen out, and he'd have the little candle going, flickering and all that. He'd put his good things on one side and bad things on the other, and whichever had more, he'd go with it.
I love it. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Call that the Ben Franklin decision-making process. And I think if more people did that today, a lot of people would be a lot more happier.
I agree.
So the beauty is there. You just have to know you're going to pay tax on it. But then you look at the lump sum, and it's a lump sum. So you say, hey, I got a big amount of money. And so you should be happy. Let's say you reach retirement, you've got $1 million saved for retirement.
Wow, yeah.
Or so.
Yeah.
But why are so many people that I meet with who have $1 million not happy?
Hmm.
Because, you want to guess?
Well, I mean, I would say as soon as you start taking money out, that $1 million isn't $1 million anymore.
Yeah. You picture a big pile, like you go to the bank, you say, give me all my money. Give it to me in twos, $2 bills.
I would love it.
$2 bills.
Give me some Jeffersons.
You know, the $2 bills are funny because the bank doesn't, a lot of times they don't have many of them.
Right.
But let's say you get 500,000 $2 bills. That's $1 million, right? You pour it all on your table, your big table at home. You say, here's our retirement. Let's go have some fun. So you reach in, you grab a handful of those $2 bills, and you go down and you have some fun. You go out to eat, like to a very fancy place you don't usually go.
Sure.
You get a bottle of wine, too, so you bring a lot more $2.
Nice.
And you save the cork, so you feel good about it. But, all right, so then you come home the next day, you wake up, well, maybe you have a hangover, maybe you bought two bottles of wine or whatever. But you look at the pile of money on the table, and it's a little smaller.
That's
and you say, gosh, if we keep doing this, the the pile's going to be gone.
Mm.
And then what happens?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
There was that story about the night before Christmas when there was the mouse family in the clockmaker place, and the clockmaker didn't do a good job, or people got mad at him, so there was no food on the table for the family. So the mice moved out almost, right?
Oh,
so you have to be careful.
Wow. That's
so
right.
You know you're in trouble if you get to retirement. There's no money on the table. So how do you prevent that, right? The number one way to prevent that worry in retirement is to make sure you get an income plan established with some of your money.
Mm.
Therefore, every single year, regardless of what happens and regardless of what you did the year before, you get a new check, right?
That's right.
Nice.
Every single year. And we call that a financial fill-up, and very, very important, because a lot of people haven't heard this concept. So they're looking at the lump sum. Again, it should make you very happy,
exactly,
because you were saving a lot more than a lot of people did. And as a matter of fact, last week we talked about the numbers, and there's so many people, 1 in 3 Americans haven't saved a dollar for retirement.
Incredible.
Not even enough for a cup of coffee.
That's unbelievable.
So if you have $1 million saved up, you should be happy, because you're way above a lot of other people.
Precisely, yeah.
Yet if you don't have that plan to take the money out, then a whole other set of problems comes up.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Again, when going back to the original point in the article was, I don't make enough money to save for retirement. Well, you should be saving no matter what. And once you get there and you're over 52, you need to make sure that big lump sum you have saved up over the years can now translate into a lifetime income.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you don't have to use all of it, but you need to have some of it that's going to give you what we call the green flag on the mailbox each and every month throughout retirement, regardless of how long you live and regardless of market conditions. A lot of people, again, who have these big lump sums, if the market goes the wrong way, so does their retirement.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Well, have you ever talked to somebody? I don't think I've ever asked you this. Have you ever talked to somebody who didn't like what you do for them, who didn't like knowing where their money was going to come from the rest of their life? Because it sounds great. It sounds
Before,
phenomenal.
During, or after, Thomas?
Right?
Before the process, people are saying, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to do my lump sum. I can invest better than Coach Pete can.
Okay, yeah.
Number one, we're not investing when we get the money saved up. We don't need to invest. Investing is gambling.
That's good,
right?
Yeah.
Investing is gambling no matter what anyone tells you. If you put money into a stock, I don't care if it's a blue chip stock,
mm-hmm,
it could go down when you're depending on it the most.
It's the nature of the market.
And somebody said, I love blue chip stocks. I mean, they're not going to go down. They're so perfect nowadays. Well, so was that apple you picked off the tree and then you put it in the kitchen and you forgot about it. And then you looked at it 3 or 4 weeks later. It's not as perfect anymore. So it may be perfect today, but it might not be perfect in the future. So very important that we get our very own retirement plans established with money we've put aside. And so the very first step, what's the first step? Well, it's to save money. And if you've saved money, the second step is to make sure you don't go back down and get in the same group of people that didn't save money because you lost the money you saved. There's nothing worse than going without, building a nice plan up or building a big lump sum up and not translating that into lifetime income, then having the market go the other way. And all those years you went without, you're back to the people that spent all their money. You have about the same money they have.
Ugh. That'd be devastating.
Yeah,
think about that. That happened to a lot of people, too.
Well, I think of it, you know, I work day after day, so of course I have a spending plan to make sure that I'm using that money that I'm earning in the best way possible.
Yeah, so
if I'm going to save 30, 40 years for retirement, why wouldn't I have a plan for it?
But think about it. You saved 30, 40 years for retirement. You went without. All your friends were buying the new cars or whatever and having a lot of fun. And then right before retirement, the market tanks, and now you have about as much money as the people who are spending all their money.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And that happens a lot, unfortunately.
I'm sure
it really does. And so, again, the sounder that we don't want to hear in retirement, well, one, there's two sounders. I'll play one of them is this.
And it's gone.
You don't want your money going away. And number two is this one. You know, you don't want to lose all your money right before retirement. So the number one thing to do is save money. But if you save money, then let's look at a real plan, a real retirement plan. And that encompasses reviewing your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues, like what's going on with your IRAs, your capital gains taxes, and taxes on Social Security. We'll also establish your retirement income goal, how much money you want all the way through retirement, not just next year, not next 10 years, but all the way through, making sure that money increases as we get older, and money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle is paramount. You need to have a bunch of money put aside, and it needs to be money that you're going to do good things with, fun things with, that you need. And again, that's why your planner should always ask what you want to do in retirement, not just get the one off the shelf, right?
That's right.
So we also analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Again, the theme here is many people have built up a really good lump sum, but they're taking way too much risk for the time of their life they're in, and they don't even realize it.
Wow.
Very, very important that we do that, as well as put together a lifetime income plan for the next 10 calls. We'll do that right now if you call, and we'll make sure that you get organized and you have that confidence and peace of mind as you approach retirement.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this Forbes article. Again, the eight rumors to ignore if you actually want to retire, and who doesn't? We're also going to talk about how safe does not have to be boring, folks. It's a very important segment coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is visiting two Baptist churches in Charlottesville today. He also visited with the Virginia State Police today, a day after they lost two of their own in a helicopter crash. The driver of the Dodge Challenger in Charlottesville that sped into a crowd of counter-demonstrators is under arrest.
Alex Fields Jr., a 20-year-old man who'd come here from Maumee, Ohio, that's in the Toledo area, he's being charged with one count of second-degree murder, among others.
Correspondent Kaylee Hartung there. Two new polls show health care is a major concern for a lot of Americans.
In a poll conducted by CNN, nearly a quarter of all Americans said health care is the most important issue facing the country right now, beating out the economy, which stood at 15%, immigration, 11%, foreign policy, 8%, and President Trump himself at 8% as well. In a Gallup poll also released last week, 17% of Americans also identified healthcare as the nation's biggest problem. And according to the CNN survey, the majority of Americans, 56%, want the two parties to work together to make changes to healthcare policy.
John Stolness on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the U.S. Botanic Garden celebrating something historic, but also kind of stinky.
People say it smells like rotting flesh. That's where the name comes from, corpse flower.
Ray Mims at the U.S. Botanic Garden says they'll have three corpse flowers in bloom at the same time. That's the first time that's ever happened there.
I think it's the allure of something that's unknown, something that's very unusual, something that's rare. They're from Sumatra and Indonesia. They're not from this part of the world, so a lot of people have never seen them in the wild.
Peak bloom for the flower, which Mims says also smells like
garlic, rotting fish, maybe a dirty diaper,
is expected this week. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
11:33 now, Steve Greenfield has an update from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Steve. Hey, between the two of us, we're Steve squared. We have an accident. One lane is blocked in Groveton, northbound Richmond Highway at Holly Hill Road. Then in Fairfax, down wires blocks off Telegraph Road at Wilton Road. Head over to Franconia Road instead. In Centerville, shut down southbound Lee Highway at Trinity Parkway with a crash. Southbound Virginia 95 heavy, approaching Route 123. Eastbound, Inter-County Connector, still cleaning up near Georgia Avenue from the earlier car fire, and Metro's red line is single tracking, so they're operating every 20 minutes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Steve Squared is my new nickname. Partly cloudy in the mid-80s today, down to the mid-60s tonight. Tomorrow looking partly cloudy again, highs in the mid-80s. We're at 78 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Financial Safari News Network.
Celebrity money mistakes.
Our
Arthur Sulzberger Sr. was an American publisher and businessman. Born into a prominent media and publishing family, Sulzberger became publisher of the New York Times and chairman of the board of the New York Times Company in 1963. Sulzberger was 37 at the time, the youngest publisher in Times history. In the 1960s, Sulzberger built a large news-gathering staff at the Times and was publisher when the newspaper won a Pulitzer Prize in 1972 for publishing the Pentagon Papers. Sulzberger died of a brain hemorrhage at his home on September 29, 2012. He was 86. When the publisher of the New York Times died, the family had to sell off stock to settle the estate, which is not unusual for families with enormous assets. The sale dropped the family's ownership of the Times from 15% down to 13%. That may not seem like a lot, but just a few years earlier, the family had 18% stock ownership before another death forced an earlier stock sale. Another reason why it's vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. We are here in studio alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He is America's wealth, financial, and income coach. He's also the winner of 2 Emmy Awards as well as 2 Telly Awards. He's a best-selling author. Coach, it's always exciting to have you in studio. In addition to Coach, though, folks, we also have our UNC student intern, Abigail Turner, with us. A great perspective coming in.
Happy to be
from
here.
From the college generation. Good to have you guys in. Now, you were mentioning earlier how you just got back from Canada.
That's
just
right.
A bit ago.
Yeah.
I was up there as well. I wanted to ask, I always loved the little frozen maple treats you could get. They would take
maple syrup
and put it in snow and it would freeze.
We had one of those.
Was it yellow?
Yeah, no. Don't eat the yellow ones.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Thomas. Those are delicious.
Yeah, aren't they?
So I went to Vermont years ago, and I remember they'd sell the sugar candies that were maple, right?
Ooh, yeah.
And they were good. The first one or two were good, but they get, I mean, really too sweet.
They get old
too
fast.
Rich. Yeah,
all stick to your teeth.
Yep.
Yeah.
But there's nothing better than real maple syrup either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've got maple syrup in every single gift shop up in Canada.
Yep.
They've got them in leaf-shaped containers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is such a tourist trap, but, you know.
It's so good, though, at the same time.
It really is.
All right. We're going to ask Abby how the exchange rate was in Canada compared to America.
So it was nice because when you looked at the prices in Canadian dollars, you know, you figure it's about a couple dollars less in American money.
Well, my grandparents and a lot of my family is from New England, Boston, Fall River, New Bedford area. And I remember we'd go up there on summer vacation back in the day, and every now and then you'd get back in change when we'd go to the convenience store and buy the necessities, penny candy back in the day.
Yeah.
We'd get Canadian pennies or quarters back, and they were not worth as much back then. And matter of fact, if you tried to buy a drink with a drink machine, they were quarter back then, so you'd put a Canadian quarter in, and it would bounce right through and come out the little change return.
Oh, would it?
That?
Oh, no, yeah.
Nothing worse than when you're thirsty and you don't have another quarter, by the way.
No.
Right?
Now, what kills you in Canada is the tax rate is insane. It's 13%. So, you know, you subtract a couple dollars because that's American money exchange rate, but then you got to add more than you think you do because of the tax rate.
Yeah.
So our exchange rate is good right now.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And so, but then the taxes are bad.
Yeah, they're quite
high. The taxes are real bad, yeah.
What do their taxes go for?
You mean 13%?
Yeah, where's 13%? That money? Where's it going? I mean, what are they using it for?
Oh, I have no idea. I was asking.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
I just pay it.
You pay for a lot of health care there for somebody.
I know. Probably. Well, yeah, they all have free health care, right?
Yep. All right, so we've got this article. Read the article title. It's from Forbes magazine, and we've been talking a little bit about it because there are a lot of mistakes that people are making in the financial world, don't even know it, or they assume they're making mistakes so they don't do something, which procrastination does, and no one wants to save money. But what's one of your favorite of the 8 points on this one?
I like number 2, everything will work out fine.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really a millennial kind of perspective to look at it. My dad's always saying that millennials don't have, you know, they feel entitled. Everything will just work out fine. It'll all be fine.
Yeah.
even in the financial world, I see a lot of this too, where guys are taking a lot of risks they shouldn't take.
Oh, no.
And we've got a very special segment right now inside this segment.
Don't buy, don't buy.
The don't buy, don't buy segment,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, okay, yeah.
All right, and we've got, you know, we talk about this thing, everything will work out fine, right?
Right.
That's what we're talking about. That's a myth, right? You just put money over here and everything, you retire and then you'll have plenty of money. Well, people have looked at a company, and we've talked about this over the course of the last year on I do a local money segment here in the Raleigh-Durham area, and we talk about a company named Dryships, D-R-Y-S.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job of promoting on all the little stock boards and message boards where people go and try to get advice, which, by the way, folks, that's the worst place to go get advice from anybody because you don't know who's giving you the advice.
There you go.
So you're looking at a little profile of someone who can invent their own profile online in 15 minutes and make themselves look like a multi-billionaire investor, and really they're just a 15-year-old kid in a garage somewhere.
Or if they're not getting paid by the company themselves.
Yeah, a lot of times that happens too.
Mm.
Now, Dryships is famous. Now, what they do is they have a really good story. They're called a story stock, and what they'll do is they move dry goods worldwide.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Big ships,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's why it's called Dryships. They move the dry goods. And so it seems like a novel concept. Well, yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, they're big ships. You see the big ships out in the water, you gigantic tankers and all that.
Yeah, it
the
seems
problem
stable.
Is their stock is constantly being reverse splitted.
Okay,
so,
can you explain what that is? Because that's something that confuses me so much.
Okay, so a regular split is like when you buy a company and splits, two for one. You hear about that every now and then. So you had 100 shares, now you got 200 shares.
Yeah, sounds good,
Of course, the price is reflected on that, so the 200 shares is like worth half the value of the 100 shares.
Okay.
So it's all the same. And then, but confidence is high because why would they split? Why would they issue more shares if they weren't confident they were going to keep growing as a company?
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, so the exact opposite of having confidence that your company is going to grow is having non-confidence that your company is going to grow, and you have to keep shrinking the shares to make the company seem viable and issue more shares to get more cash. So when you, when a company issues shares, the company makes that money.
Uh-huh.
Once the shares are out there in the general public, like let's say I issue shares, I make money, Abby gives me money, I'm a company, and then Abby now has the shares.
Right.
And then Abby sells her shares to you, Thomas. I don't make any money on that.
Makes sense.
Abby and you make money back and forth.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Dryships, what they've done is they've done something called reverse splitting, and so let's say you had 100 shares, and they say, we're going to give you 3 shares for every 100, or seven for every 7 shares you have, we're going to give you 1 back. So they take your 7, and they give you 1 back.
So the stock price has to, soar.
Well, in theory, it does. It's supposedly worth 7 times more the value because you have 7 times less stock now,
right?
If you do a 1-for-7 reverse split. The problem is, the very next day, it seems like, they're issuing more shares. The company's selling more shares into the open market, thus diluting the value.
Wow.
And they've done this over and over and over again. Matter of fact, in the last year, they've done 7 reverse splits.
Whoa.
One was for every 25 shares you have, they gave you 1 back.
That's
a 25-to-1 reverse split, which is the exact opposite of a 25-to-1 good split, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then right after that, they issued enough shares out there. The company printed more shares. They get the printing press fired up, and they diluted the share value so they had to do another reverse split.
Wow.
That's
so
crazy.
Because they've done so many reverse splits, if you're holding 1 share right now, it's equivalent to millions of shares, if not billions of shares, back in the day.
Wow.
So we went back into our financial time machine.
Oh, yes.
Let's get in there. Close the door, Abby. Good job. Flux capacitor's overloaded. All right.
Turn down the AC.
Back to the year 2007. All right?
Okay.
And I don't remember what the clothing styles were. It's probably the same clothes we have on now.
There you go.
And October 2007, if you had 1 share of Dryships back then, and keep in mind, they've done so many reverse splits, you would never have 1 share, and it wouldn't have been worth this, but they've done so many.
Sure.
1 share was worth $1.386 billion a share.
Oh, my goodness.
$1 billion?
Billion.
What?
Yeah. And so they've done so many reverse splits. And so we see people keep piling more money in because it sounds like a good company, good stock company. So that's what some people call their retirement plan. That's a recipe for disaster. So if you're one of the next 10 callers here, I want to make sure you don't make mistakes like this and get a true plan put together. So we'll create a 1-page financial review. This review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. I'm going to give it away complimentary, absolutely free, with no obligation to the next 10 callers. You have to have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. We can help you with a retirement plan. So what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're also going to run a very important fee report that will help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually and truly costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. We're also going to do a tax analysis to make sure you're not overpaying on taxes, but most importantly, we're going to run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process for the next 10 callers. That's a comprehensive financial and retirement plan review. It's a $999 value. Going to give away complimentary, no obligation. I'm also going to give you a series of special reports and one called the True Cost of Fees, a fee analysis worksheet that you can do even yourself. You can look at some of the companies you're dealing with and see how much they're really costing you each and every year.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
So I promised we'd talk about the bucket bliss strategy, folks. And again, the bucket bliss strategy creates buckets of investments appropriate to the time frame in which the income need is anticipated. We're going to talk about how to build a proper bucket strategy. We come right back.
Financial Safari News Network. Celebrity Money Mistakes.
One of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century, is often referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply, The King. Presley's first RCA single, Heartbreak Hotel, was released in 1956 and became a number one hit in the United States. He was regarded as the leading figure of rock and roll after a series of successful network television appearances and chart-topping records. His energized interpretations of songs and sexually provocative performance style, combined with a singularly potent mix of influences across color lines that coincided with the dawn of the civil rights movement, made him enormously popular and controversial. After being drafted into military service in 1958, he resumed his recording career, producing some of his most commercially successful work before devoting much of the 1960s to making Hollywood films and their accompanying soundtrack albums, most of which were critically derided. Several years of prescription drug abuse severely damaged his health, and he died in 1977 at the age of 42. Elvis is probably the most notorious example of a poorly planned estate. Of his $10 million estate, about 73% was lost in the probate process to estate taxes and other settlement costs. His case illustrates why a trust is often the best way to protect an estate. A revocable living trust can be used to avoid the costs and delays associated with the probate process, and in most states, keeps the disposition of the estate out of the public view. The estate plan must also focus on estate taxes in order to not only minimize them, but also to avoid untimely liquidations in order to pay the tax. This is just another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
very important. I was talking years ago, and I dug up some notes when I talked to a group, and I think these notes are important, and I think they're still important today. Mm. The money world really doesn't change.
Yeah.
The investments change sometimes, but the strategies don't.
The core principles,
And so what we were talking about in this event is how to protect your money, and the question, the main question was that people were asking, can you protect and preserve your assets against market volatility?
Okay, yeah, that's a big question.
The big question I asked everybody, and the overall consensus was no.
Really?
If you're taking, and again, because we were talking about to people in 401ks,
okay.
And 401ks usually have a bunch of risk choices, not much safe, right?
Okay.
If you want to be safe, you're in cash in the 401k, which means you're not making any money at all. You're losing money safely because inflation's there. And so if you're making zero and inflation is 3, inflation means your buying power is shrinking, by the way, by 3% per year.
Right.
You are losing money safely.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of people don't realize, and what a lot of companies unfortunately don't do a good job of doing for people, is educating on the fact that once you reach 59 and a half and you're still at the company, you could actually roll that money tax-free into your very own IRA account, your individual retirement account, and now you have 10,000 choices instead of 20 or 30 choices.
Really? Wow. Okay.
And some of those choices involve building your own income plan, Abby, and that's very important.
Right.
I mean, again, think about it as even in, as a 19-year-old, it's important to know what your income's going to be per year when you're at school,
sure.
Right?
I got to figure all that out.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that next meal is paid for.
Yeah. And so we look at where the money's going to come from in retirement, how long you have to retirement, and if you do the right things at age 59 and a half, if you roll the money into your own income plan, maybe you can retire a little sooner because now you don't have just a lump sum time bomb sitting there. You've got a dedicated and true income plan that'll be there for the rest of your life.
Definitely.
And so it's your own pension. Because the 401ks were founded because companies stopped paying you a pension, right?
I remember that. Yeah, we actually had that great opportunity to talk to someone who helped write that original 401k.
Yep, Ted Benna.
There you go.
He actually wrote the rules.
I love that.
But, you know, the reason why the 401k was established was because companies weren't having pensions anymore.
Mm, okay.
And a pension from a company promised a yearly check for the rest of your life.
Right, sure.
So what's the difference between a 401k and a pension plan is the 401k just it lets you put money away tax deferred and you can put money in different savings vehicles or investment vehicles, but it doesn't promise you a monthly or yearly income for the rest of your life.
It gets you halfway there.
Yeah, it is. It's half the journey. It's on the relay race of life. It gets you around the track really good.
Yeah.
But then it's time for it to hand that baton off to somebody who specializes in kicking right through retirement.
There you go.
So they have the fastest sprinter to get you to that point. But when you get to retirement, you need a marathon runner.
It makes a lot of sense.
And so a lot of people don't have that. So we need to have that yearly paycheck in our 401k. And it's not offered. So how do we do it? Well, we roll the money tax-free into our own retirement plan, and we build a yearly income component into there. And if we build it right, we have lifetime income for the rest of our life. We can have increasing income if we use a bucketing strategy, and we can also have some of that money dedicated for long-term care.
Wow.
And if we include that into a total retirement plan, we can also have something called a super wealth transfer, so that when you pass away, your children will get a tax-free, or your spouse will get a tax-free income for the rest of their life instead of taxable. And we could do something called a spend and leave plan, where if you're worried about wanting to leave money to the next generation, what if you could spend all the money you wanted to today or this year or in your lifetime?
Sure.
And when you pass away, your children or whatever, whoever, your grandchildren you're leaving the money to, get exactly or more than what you started with.
Oh, whoa, that sounds incredible.
So you spent it, and now you're leaving it.
Okay, wow. I'm sure a lot of people haven't even heard of this.
No, and when people see it actually in writing, which it all is in writing, they are in disbelief. Number one, the main disbelief is not that it's true, because it's all backed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
25 years in the financial world, never had a complaint. I mean, I'm not just saying stuff to say things.
Sure, no, it's true.
But they're in disbelief because their current planner never told them about it.
Yeah, wow.
And the main reason, unfortunately, and I have to apologize for the financial industry for this, is that many advisors are compensated by keeping you at risk.
Mm.
Abby, if you're going to a doctor and he was prescribing you a prescription that had nothing to do with what you needed and maybe made you depressed instead of happy, and you went to the doctor and say, why were you prescribing this for years to me? And he said, well, I was compensated by the drug companies to keep you on drugs.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's about what we're talking about here. If someone's got you in the wrong place financially and it's not helping you, as a matter of fact, it's hurting you because you're not building an income plan, why are they doing that?
Well, it reminds me how we really do have to take that initiative on our own and really search out and find folks who are – you've mentioned fiduciary in the past, how important it is to find someone who is a fiduciary and is not just claiming to be working in your best interest, because that's really the heart of the conversation, isn't it?
Go to the advisor who specializes in risk and ask him how to have a safe income plan, and here's what you hear.
Mm.
And that's unfortunate because if we are 52 or older, and I started before I was, because I'm in this financial arena and I want to make sure to build myself retirement plans. I was called back in the day when the Bio Channel did a biography about me. It's appeared on about our show and everything.
Oh, wow.
They called me the Mikey of the financial world because I try everything before I recommend it to anybody else.
Okay.
And so remember the Life cereal commercial,
there
right?
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know if Mikey
likes it. And so if I'm like a human guinea pig here, we call it a test rabbit, Peter Rabbit, right? So what I'll do, though, is I'll not talk about something on air unless I really believe in it.
Mm.
And we, unfortunately, in this financial world, when we're talking about retirement planning, many people are ignoring that. And they're hoping that everything will just work out fine. They've got a lump sum. Again, lump sums are great.
Sure.
But until you can translate what that lump sum really means for not income for next year or 10 years, but for a lifetime, for not only you, but for your spouse. And if you pass away too soon, which any time you pass away is too soon, we call it taking the limousine to heaven, right?
That's right.
But when that happens, you want to make sure that whatever money you have put aside doesn't disappear. It goes
right
on to the next of kin, doesn't disappear and go into someone else's pocket.
Yeah.
And that's called planning. And it's not just financial sales putting you in the best investment for today. That's crazy, by the way.
It is, yes.
It is putting you into a plan. And once we have that plan built, then we can take the leftover money, money that you don't need for income, and you can basically take risk with it if you want.
Yeah.
But what, you know what people usually tell me after we build the perfect plan for retirement?
What's that, Coach?
I want to put more in it. I don't want to put this money exposed, right?
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of people I recommend keep maybe $50,000 in a Scott trade account or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And buy and sell some stocks on their own or whatever just because it keeps their mind sharp.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And it keeps them, you know, happy and researching and all that. But it's even if they lost all that money,
They still have their floor.
They're so important. Their rock is there. Their retirement rock is there. It's going to be there. It's going to give them income for the rest of their life. And this is very important to me. It really is. And I see way too many people. I've seen it in my years, in 25 years. I've seen people who thought they were fine until the market ripped the carpet out from under them. And then they had to rebuild all over again, sort of like kicking an anthill over.
There you go. Yeah,
and then ants come back and they rebuild. But all that time, they could have been building a palace.
Precisely.
In an ant hive. And now you're having to start over again. And that's what happens. Starting over again is not any fun.
No.
And especially if you're already to the point where you don't need to take any risk because you already have the income you need for retirement. Or you already have the money that could get you the income you need at retirement, but your current planner hadn't told you about it.
Mm.
So if you're one of the next 20 callers as we leave for the week here, keep in mind, folks, if you get a busy signal, keep trying. Thomas is going to give you the number out in a minute. But if you're one of the next 20 people who call, we're going to do for you a one-page financial review, and this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial or retirement plan. We're going to give this away again to the next 20 people, no obligation or fees, and it's complimentary if you're one of the next 20 people who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're also going to run a fee report, folks, and this is enlightening. It doesn't make you happy sometimes, but will help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. You know who hates this fee analysis?
Who's that?
Your current advisor many times.
Oh, no.
Because we expose things in financial termites and show you why you have financial evaporation in your portfolio that doesn't need to be happening.
It's true.
We're also going to perform a tax analysis that also could reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. Very important, because the more money we can save you, the more money you have for retirement, mm-hmm, for yourself. We're going to also run, the most important part, is a customized income plan that utilizes a proven bucketing strategy and other strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. If you do that, folks, you take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process for the next 20 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. Again, for the next 20 callers.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Very, very good show. Very fast show. Very good to have Abby back in the studio, too.
I love being here.
It's going to be sad to see her go to Carolina. We're happy that she's going back to school. We might have her come in every now and then.
There you go.
I would love to.
There you go.
Folks, for Abby Turner, for Thomas Liscomb, it's Coach Pete. We'll join you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.